Staying with the idea of uplifting South Africa, we would not have fully covered the topic if we didn't talk about animals. Have you heard of Woodrock Animal Centre, one of South Africa's leading animal rescue and rehabilitation organisations? Now, the centre's mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, as I said, and rehome abandoned, abused and neglected animals. From emergency rescues to heartwarming adoption stories, Woodrock plays a vital role in giving countless animals a second chance at life. And of course, when we're talking animals, it's always going to be warm, or it's always going to warm our hearts. And with me on the line is Jackie Martiz, who is the manager of Woodrock. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us. What are the animals that are mostly abandoned, abused and neglected in South Africa that you deal with?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. So the animals predominantly that are abused that we deal with from a rehoming perspective are dogs and cats. But Woodrock Animal Rescue open our arms to all animals. So we have pigs, we have cows, we have goats, we have donkeys, we have you name it, we've got it. They're actually bunnies, we've got chickens, we're pro-life. So we've got all these babies and they all come to us. We're pro-life and everyone's sterilized and happy. And yeah, it's a super cool place. And even our donkeys are so at home. The one little girl, she opens up the gate and thinks she's part of the human team.
Is that a donkey?
It's a donkey, yes.
God, I've got to ask you about that. But I'm just trying to understand, what is the difference, let's say, between your organization and an organization like the SPCA?
So a very big difference is, first of all, we're MPC, so we're non-profit, and we are PBO registered. We are independent, so we don't get any form of government funding. That's the first thing. And the second thing is we're pro-life, so we won't put animals to sleep for space, which is a very big differentiator between us and the SPCA.
Now, you mentioned mostly dogs and cats. How do you find them? I mean, is it a telephone call? And why are most of them in a situation that they need you? Have they been abandoned? What has actually happened to them?
So, Paula, you know, life has become difficult for a lot of people. So some of it is circumstantial. Some people have had to downsize due to financial restraints. So they've gone from home, you know, houses into flats or apartments that don't take animals. We do outreaches Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays in disadvantaged communities. And there we, you know, we're doing those to educate the communities. We have a feeding drive. We sterilize the animals. So we sterilize an average 200 animals a month from those communities. We feed over 1,000 animals in those communities. And through those drives and education, we see a lot of animals that there is a lot of abuse there. And there are a lot of people that will come to us and they're desperate and they say, just take my animal, I don't want it. Or there is a lot of, you know, they have used the animals for breeding and they're trying to sell the puppies and they can't sell the puppies. And, you know, there's a lot of it comes down to the fact that they aren't educated, but a lot of it is abused. I have a beautiful story to tell you of a dog that we did get from the disadvantaged community. His name was Roo. His leg was, he broke his leg quite badly. And by the time he came to us, it was so badly mangled and it had healed badly. So we had to amputate it. Mm. And it was a front leg. And it's hard. You know, dogs, their balance comes from the front part of their body, from their two front legs. So they roll. They kind of, you know, have lots of balance. So yeah, They'll often roll. And he was with Woodrock for about 2 years. No one looked at him because obviously he was a bit disability. Mm. And then he got a home in heaven. And I mean, coming from the disadvantaged community, he'd never been in a house. Aww. He'd never seen a fridge or a TV or seen grass actually, or had a garden or a bed. And he is now living the lap of luxury. He has got a beautiful family and he's actually fallen in love with their pet bunny. He even lives next to their pet bunny. And the mom that adopted him, he was a kind of hole. He was lying on her bed and he was like holding onto her arm. And she said, I think this is the perfect excuse to not go into work today.
I agree.
So from rags, literal rags to riches.
What a beautiful story. You mentioned some of the people doing illegal breeding. How much of a problem is that in the country?
It's a major problem. It's a huge, huge problem. It's one that's, I think, people are nervous to speak about. And I think that people work on very high emotions. And, you know, you'll be driving. I'm sure that it's happened to you. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of the audience out there. They'll be driving on a highway. They'll be driving down Grant Avenue. You know, they can be driving anywhere. And there'll be someone who will be swinging a puppy around and holding it. And you're so, you know, emotional. You just want to save the puppy. And you're only thinking of the puppy. And, you know, of course, so you stop. And now you're negotiating with the people, which is
creating
allowing the
business.
People to realize it's creating a business. You know, it's creating a business for them, and then them realizing, okay, hold on a second, I can make money out of this. And you get the puppy, which is exciting, and we have the puppy, and the puppy will come to an organization like Woodrock, and yes, they're malnourished and they're full of worms and ticks and fleas, and they, you know, and we'll get them, you know, they'll have a nice hot meal and they'll be okay. But what about their siblings? And what about their mom is like the worst for me, because their mom is literally in a tiny cage, no food, no water, no love, totally malnourished, totally neglected, and just used as a money machine, you know. And it's
so. What's your
those
advice?
Are the heartbreaking
should we
stories.
Not? Should we not? I mean, obviously, we should not be buying those puppies. But how do we stop the trade?
It's such a terrible. I don't know what the answer is. Actually,
it's a catch
22. It's such a catch 22 because we want to save and we want to do everything that we can. So. We, you know, when we do go out to the disadvantaged communities, we aren't authorized as Woodrock Animal Rescue. We don't have the authority to remove animals from circumstances. So that's when the SPCA is amazing. And I really support them wholeheartedly. They have the authority, and that's where we have to engage with them, you know, to go out. And so we will be in the communities, and we will see circumstances like that. And we will really try and negotiate with them, and we will educate them. And then we'll say to them that, no, give us mom, let's sterilize mom, and let's give you a proper kennel, and let's teach you how to look after her, and let's give you food for her every month and sterilize her. We'll give you back mom, but let's teach you what value she can add to you from the emotional perspective and from touch and feel and being part of your life and part of your family, you know, and let's give you all that support and education, everything else. And in other circumstances, we've had to get other organizations involved, like the SPCA, to help us remove that animal so that we can have, you know, give that animal a chance in life.
Jackie, I grew up with dogs that my father always called pavement specials. We never knew what kind of breed they were, you know, dogs that you pick up from the SPCA. But I've always wondered, when it comes to breedings, especially illegal breeding, and somebody gets an animal, let's say they fetch an animal from you, are there dangers that some animals are being bred together that really shouldn't be? And you pick up an animal, you don't know its background, and that could have problems for you and your family further down the line.
So you say, a pavement special, a mixed breed, you know, you hear all these things. And I tell you something, those are the most amazing dogs. And why is that? Because they generally don't have issues. They don't have joint issues and teeth issues and, you know, they don't have issues with their disposition, with their personality, with aggression, with all of that, as you say, because there's not a specific breed. You're not breeding them to have a specific look about them. It's so hard for me to comment because, you know, out there, there are people that are responsible breeders. I mean, you do get these responsible people out there that breed responsibly. And they are registered breeders. And you do get people out there that want, you know, for whatever purposes or reasons, they want a specific breed. They want a specific Yorkie. I do believe that it can be dangerous if you don't know the breed. And I do believe that, you know, if you do get these backstreet breeders that are using their same dogs and their siblings and their mom and dads and everything else to rebreed and rebreed, I think you do not know what animal you're getting. You might get a beautiful looking animal, but you might get quite a damaged animal. And in fact, we actually just got two giant schnauzers that were surrendered to Woodrock independently. And they both actually ironically came with the same problem is, and we tried everything. We had our own internal behaviorists. We tried with external behaviorists. We did everything that we could, but they just couldn't be with other dogs. They were just, they just couldn't. They had obviously just the way that they were bred. They needed to be only dogs. And it was quite sad because they had that beautiful look that expected look of that giant schnauzer. But yeah, you're right in a way.
What happens with those animals? Because you said at the beginning of the interview that one of the differences between you and, for example, the SPCA is that you don't euthanize, you don't put the dogs and the animals down. So if the animals are not adopted, are you just looking after them forever?
So yeah, so we call them long lifers, and they will be woodrockers forever, and they actually have a beautiful life. I really believe that there's a home. There's a lid for every pot. And look at Roo. He sat with us for 2 years, and then he got his perfect home. And these dogs, they do eventually find their home. There is a perfect home. We are fussy about the way we rehome. We want to make sure that the animal is going to be part of the family. We want to make sure that they're going to sleep inside, and that the home is right and it's safe for that particular cat or dog. So if they have to stay with us for ever long, we are okay with that. They get treated exactly the same at Woodrock Animal Rescue. Every animal has a name. Everyone on the property knows exactly which dog is which, and who their names are, and what their personalities are. And they walk every day, and they get playtime every day, and they get touched every day, and they get seen, and they're not just a number. They're considered a being, and they get love and attention, as much as obviously we can within a rescue environment.
Jackie, before I let you go, I have to ask you about the donkey, whose name I've forgotten, but I remember you saying that the donkey opens and closes the gate. Can you tell us the story about the donkey?
So I've got two. Actually, we've got the Woodrock Cat Cafe at Kalami Corner, and we've got a cat there. He's obviously also a rescue. His name is Peanut, and he's like a Mancoon cross. Obviously, he's a rescue, and he high fives. So he's our big high fiver. I gave him a treat yesterday, and he gave me a high five. Then I had no more treats, and I was taking a video of him, and he was high fiving my hand like about 10 times. I'm like, my boy, I don't have any more treats on me. I'm just doing a video. So yeah, so he's our star of the Cat Cafe. And then Madame Mussy is at Woodrock Animal Rescue, and she very much believes that she's a human. And she uses her lips to open, she unlocks the gate.
Amazing.
And she just, walks along and believes she's not part of the donkey crew. She's part of the human crew. And she comes through. So come and see her. Come and have a visit at the Cat Cafe and meet Peanut, or come meet Madame Mussy.
At least you have good security. I mean, anyone trying to break in sees a donkey with the keys or with its lips might think twice. Jackie Martiz.
No, she'll open up.
She'll open up and welcome them in. Please come on in. Jackie Martiz, the manager of Woodrock Animal Rescue. You do such amazing work. And for anyone listening who hasn't made up their mind quite yet, well, here's a really good cause. Go along and just see. As exactly as Jackie said, just come along and have a look and see if an animal there appeals to you. And if not, just spend some time maybe touching and petting an abandoned animal. Jackie, thank you so much.